It is 7:41. Time to check out what's happening on the lanes. Mr. Jim DeGraff in with our men's bowling report. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brent. How are you this morning?
Good. It's always good to hear your smiling voice on a Monday.
Well, thank you. Happy to have power and heat in house this morning. You know,
no kidding.
The things we have to be thankful for. Exactly. We want to be thankful for our new sponsor, Coop and Burr Insurance with Jim Rennick. Jim Rennick, one of our local bowlers who has had some 300 games, had the 300 game this past season, and a lot of the bowlers have their insurance with Jim Rennick with Coop and Burr, and certainly want to thank them for their support for our supporting bowling highlights along the lakeshore.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a look at week number 11, Brent, and our high game this week was bowled by Dan Faber from Zeeland Suburban with a 299. Following right behind Dan was Kurt DeYoung from the BML League with a 298. Chuck Otten from the Suburban League with a 297. Troy Lutz from Zeeland Suburban, Zeeland Monday Trios, rather, with a 290 game. Scott J. Smith from Northland Select with 280. We had three bowlers this week with 279s, and they were Chris Fortney from Big Eight, Chad Walschlager from Saturday Night Fever, and Dale Newberry from the Suburban League. Bowling at 278 in one of our new sanctioned leagues at the BAM, Kevin Meschke with a 278 game this past week, and Jamie Cerny from Saturday Night Fever finishing up the top 10 for high games this week with a 277. Looking at the high series for the week, along with this 299 game, Dan Faber had our fifth 800 for the season with an 804, and Dan bowled that in the Zeeland Suburban League. Kurt DeYoung from BML was 797. We had two bowlers this week with 772s, and they were Tim Vandenbosch from Businessmen's and Chuck Otten from Suburban. Scott J. Smith from Northland Select with a 756. Nick Watkins, also from a new league at the BAM, or Century Lanes, was from the Tuesday Morning Trios, 748. Dan Schuerman from Tuesday Night Community was 744. Todd Carson from Northland Select was 741. Dale Newberry from Suburban was 734. Nick Smith from Zeeland Monday Trios, 733. Steve Walters from Northland Select was 729. Bob Zuverink from Saturday Night Special with a 728. Seth Bauman from Zeeland Monday Trios, 727. Ron Terpstra from Zeeland Suburban was 720. Kelly Wehner from the Tri-City League was 707. Joshua Reyes from the Suburban League was 705. Keone Berrig from the Zeeland Monday Trios was 704. Lee Borst from Tri-City was 703. Mike Vandenbosch from Tri-City was 702. And Jeff Ball, also out of the Tri-City League, was 701. Before we get into the season scores, we want to remind our bowlers about our 29th annual Tulip City Mixed Doubles Tournament that opens this coming Saturday at Northland Lanes. The squad times are 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock, and that tournament will be going on for the next three weekends. The Dear Widows Tournament, our 10th annual event for that tournament, Mary Beverly will have the results from that tournament tomorrow morning on her show. And we had a good turnout of the ladies at Northland Lanes this past Saturday. Taking a look at the high series for this season, Joe Cote from the Suburban League was 838. Kevin Pollock from Holland Area Family Tournament with 806. Jim Rennick from Tri-City with 805. Mark Bachman from Tri-City with 804. We added this week Dan Faber from Zeeland Suburban with 804. Kurt DeYoung from the BML League with 797 we added this week. Chris Brummels from Tri-City and Steve Branson from Tri-City, both with identical scores of 793. And two bowlers also with 791s, and they were Mike Vandenbosch from Tri-City and Dan Schuerman from Tuesday Night Community. We want to also talk about the high games for the season, and we have 10 300s on the record book so far this season, and they are bowled by Chris Brummels, Jim Rennick, Dale Workman, Gary Emiott, Joe Cote, Dave Vanderlei, Chad Walschlager, Todd Grahams, Kevin Pollock, and Kurt Wiersma. And that's going to wrap us up for week number 11, Brent, and we'll talk to you next week, Monday, at 7:40.
Well, hard to believe week number 11 in the books already.
Exactly.
All right, Jim, have a great week.
Thank you, you too.